Summer vacation. It wasn't really a vacation for me. Went home for a little bit, saw my family, came back out here and got back to work. Been out here for about 3 weeks now, and you know, kind of ready for camp to get started.
Sean and DeMarcus, they went hard on you on OTAs. What did you kind of learn from that? What did you take away from the experience?
Yeah, I think you know, both are obviously very great players, and you know, they're great teachers as well. They've helped me kind of, you know, correct some mistakes and kind of go through their thought process on why they do what they do. You know, when they key stuff or, you know, they see areas to try to take advantage. So, you know, just stuff I can work on like that. It helps to talk to a couple great guys like that.
So you've been working here at Dove Valley, and were there other offensive linemen working with you?
Yeah. You know, Ben Garland's been here the whole time. Gino, you know, Lou's been here. Ryan. Harris, you know, and Clady's been here rehabbing. So there's been, you know, a lot of offensive linemen. We've been getting some work in together.
Because you're a rookie, because you're a left tackle and you got the opportunity, people wonder, you're a question mark. Can you do it? Are you ready? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm just taking this whole thing one day at a time. You know, I don't think, you know, I can look ahead right now and say, you know, this is going to be, you know, the best season anyone's ever seen or anything like that. I'm just going to kind of take it one step at a time, and you know, I always try to be the greatest I can be, and I'm going to go out and do that.
How much does the zone blocking help in your transition the way Kubiak does stuff? It seems like they kind of, I don't say simplify it, but they ask you to do five or six things really well. They're not trying to reinvent football up front. Does that help?
Yeah, this is a very similar scheme to what I ran in college as well. So the transition's been pretty smooth. You know, a lot of the same schemes, just different verbiage. So it's been a pretty easy, quick transition mentally.
Because they're known for kind of knowing the offense, mm-hmm. You can call some audibles. You knew the offense. Has that transition gone well in terms of learning the language for you?
Yeah. You know, it's just making sure, you know, when I hear something, I think of it in, you know, Denver Broncos terms and not CSU Rams terms. So it's, you know, just getting that transition down quickly, and I think I've been able to do that through OTAs.
How has Pete been for you as far as encouragement, tips, anything like that?
Yeah, he's been good. You know, just good guy to talk to, and you know, obviously don't want to upset him at all. So just trying to do everything right all the time. You know, and he's been good kind of helping me, you know, ask me on protections, what I was doing, what I was looking at, and stuff like that.
Did he yell at me yet?
No, not yet.
Of course, you guys, he wasn't with you guys all the time through mini camp. How important do you think continuity and gaining that is through training camp?
You know, this is my first training camp in the National Football League, so I'm taking it one day at a time. I think, you know, with any level of football, camaraderie kind of builds through the grind of camp, so you know, I'm looking forward to gaining that with my teammates.